Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I am not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in on this Friday morning. I'll be with you all 4 hours. We're going to do a little bit of a news blitz in the first hour. Take your calls in the second half of the first hour. Then we're going to have Bob Chapman on. Hopefully, Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us to talk about this vaccine fiasco. But it's really not much of a fiasco. They've been doing it for years. In fact, I want to blitz through that just really quickly, just give you a little preview. Now, earlier in the week, everybody started talking, well, everybody in the foreign media started talking about how this avian flu vaccine had been contaminated with two types of avian flu, one which readily affects human beings, and then another type of flu. And, you know, they said it was accidental. It came out of a company named Baxter in Austria, which has U.S. military ties. I believe it was started by an ex-Marine. And come on, it's anything but accidental. You look at the history of what has been put into these vaccinations. For instance, just in July of 2008, this is out of the Telegraph, homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. So here we go with the with more bird flu vaccine. The medical staff from the northern town of Grudziądz are being investigated over medical trials on as many as 350 homeless and poor people last year, which prosecutors say involved an untried vaccine to the highly contagious virus. You see, bird flu is being introduced into the human populace by these eugenicists. Okay, it's just like back in the 50s and 60s. In the polio vaccines, they got caught putting SV40. And, of course, it's always accidental and it's always a contamination. It's never on purpose. Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, SV40, by the way, is what is known as simian virus 40 and causes cancer. It's a cancer cause. When Alex Jones tells you they're putting cancer-causing viruses in the vaccines, they are. They've been caught doing it. It's unbelievable. In the third hour, we're also going to have Susan Lynn on to talk about state sovereignty rights. She's a representative out of Tennessee and has put in House Joint Resolution 108. And actually, on my little show, The Info Warrior, that just started this week, I'm on 9 to midnight Central. We had someone call in from New Hampshire where the bill was defeated over there, their sovereignty bill, by only about 70 votes. I think it was like 220-something to 150-something. And that tells me we definitely have hope in not only raising awareness, but maybe passing a couple of these sovereignty bills and getting a couple of W's, because we desperately, desperately need some wins. Also going to touch on a little Barack Obama news. Barack Obama and his Obamanomics. Obamanomics, by the way, we'll be going over with Bob Chapman. It basically means the destruction and gutting of the country's economy. 651,000 jobs lost in February. We are now at a 25-year low. And I think the only company out there, at least the headlines over at MSNBC, Walmart reports strong rise in sales. Isn't that great? You know, while the rest of the country goes downtown to Chinatown and to Broke Village and, you know, poverty without a home and I can't afford my car insurance, Walmart's doing okay. Of course they are. They've consolidated these super mega stores where you can get everything at the dirt cheapest prices because they use Chinese slave labor. But we don't care because now they're selling the iPhone. That's right. Go get your iPhone at Walmart now. Folks, run there quickly. Anyway, Obama, the Sun is reporting this one. Obama's going to privately meet with the Queen. Isn't that wonderful? The Queen. But she's, you know, the royal family doesn't really have any power. They only have a ton of infrastructure and real wealth. They only control the media around the world. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Have Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm Jason Verma sitting in for Alex Jones. And I want to remind everybody I have a new show, and I want to thank all the affiliates that are picking us up. And all those who would like to pick us up, you can get at us at affiliates at GCNLive.com. Now, we're talking vaccinations, and we're talking about this latest, you know, H5N1 and H5N2, as well as H3N2 contaminated strain of the bird flu vaccine. And this actually broke in the Canadian press last week on the 27th of February. It came to light a couple days ago on my show. Alex called in, and we've been doing stories about it ever since because it is so important. And then last night I had a caller call in and say, well, who blew the whistle on this? And here's the answer. When the basically this was sent to subcontractors in the Czech Republic, Slovenia, and Germany, the contamination incident, which is being investigated by four European countries, came to light when the subcontractor in the Czech Republic inoculated ferrets with the product and they died. Ferrets shouldn't die from exposure to human H3N2 flu viruses. So, you know, right away they said what they thought. It was a live virus, and it was more than a serious error. So that's where this broke out again. Total blackout in the U.S. media. Now, again, this isn't the first time this happened. Okay, Bayer got caught putting factor 8, which caused hepatitis and HIV. They knew it was in there, and they distributed it to the populace. Here's a mainstream MSNBC clip. Jaron, are we ready to play this? All right, let's throw this up there. This is Scarborough country, admitting, oh, yeah, oh, we gave HIV to all these people. No biggie.
Mike, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being on tonight.
Thanks for the invitation, Joe.
Okay, let's talk about the rat of the week. Why is Bayer Corporation the rat of the week?
Internal documents show that after this company positively, absolutely knew that they had a medication that was infected with the AIDS virus, they took the product off the market in the U.S. and then they dumped it in France, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The medicine's called Factor VIII. It was an injection medicine that was used for hemophiliacs, mostly children. Children had been born with an incurable disease.
Hold on, Mike. So, hold on. So you're telling me that Bayer knew that this drug was infected with the AIDS virus.
Stop the clip really quick. Stop the clip, Jerry. All right, let's stop it right here. Now, notice they say that it was in the United States first. See, they knew before that. He's absolutely knew after they found it was contaminated. No, they absolutely knew when they put it into the United States. Okay, they had to infect some people here so that they could fear-monger. Man, doesn't anybody remember, at least me, when I was growing up, what was his name, Ryan White? The young kid that had AIDS, right? Was it Ryan White? I mean, this kid was all over. I mean, I feel bad for the kid. Again, this was a hemophiliac kid that took this Factor VIII, got it from a blood transfusion. No, he probably got it from this medication. You know, or one of these blood transfusions with the tainted blood, which was totally and completely on purpose to get this into the populace. And boy, did they play on heartstrings, and people were scared to drink out of water fountains. I mean, there was serious hype around AIDS in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. Serious hype. It was all over the place. Now they're trying to tell you, well, they didn't know when they put it in the U.S. Nonsense. Johnny nonsense. That's what that is. And do you understand how maniacal and sociopathic and psychopathic these people are? They said, you know what? We might get caught soon in the United States. Let's just take the rest of it and pawn it off to Europe. All right, keep playing the clip, Jaron.
Bug was infected with the AIDS virus. They yanked it from the market in America, and then they dumped it in markets overseas.
They had to figure out a way, Joe, to make a profit on a product that they could not sell in America. So they made a huge profit. They dropped the product in Japan, Spain, and France. By the way, Joe,
all right, stop it right there.
In France.
No, this is almost like a light spin because they're saying, oh, well, they needed to make a profit on it. Well, not only are they going to make a profit on that drug, they're going to make a profit on all the people they just infected with AIDS. When they sell them the AZT that's going to kill them. And then the elite of the elite, the people that have a bank account and are smart enough to look into what this really is and how to combat it, people like Magic Johnson, who got on the cocktails of drugs over a decade ago. I remember back in the day, cover of Time Magazine, look it up yourself, folks, Dr. David Ho. He was on the cover of Time Magazine talking about, it wasn't really a cure for AIDS, it was a way to live with HIV, and you had to take this cocktail of drugs every 6 hours or so. Like, people would have to wake up in the middle of the night, they were these horse pills. It's gotten smaller, but the rich people still have it. You know what they give the poor people? AZT, go die. Okay? It's a drug that not only attacks the quote-unquote virus, it attacks your immune system. All right, so not only is, again, they spin it, oh, well, they need to make a profit, and like that's not horrific enough. No, they need to infect all these people so that they could create another industry of fear to sell more of their drugs and cull the population. All right, keep playing it.
That allowed that to happen actually had to go to prison for it. In America, not one corporate executive for this company has been indicted or even criminally investigated by our Justice Department.
Why not? What, you're telling me people that dumped this AIDS-tainted blood in foreign countries,
yes,
who killed children, have not been taken to task in the United States?
It's worse than that. The U.S. government allowed it to happen. The FDA allowed this to happen. And now the
stop it right there. Stop it right there. Allowed it to happen. They helped. They helped facilitate it, folks. Listen, it is not a mistake when, you know, all these people out in Africa have all these diseases, and then, oh, we're gonna inoculate you for malaria. Oh, by the way, we're also going to make it so you can't have children. We're going to sterilize you. Oh, that wasn't part of the plan? Too bad. And then we're going to spread the AIDS around the children in America, and then we're going to do the same in Europe and Japan so we can fearmonger there as well. The FDA allowed it to happen. Everybody should have been screaming bloody murder. People should be screaming bloody murder today. In fact, you know, everybody out there listening, People need to get these mainline articles, especially out of the Canadian Free Press and others, the ones that are translated into English. And you need to you need to bombard the mainline talk shows today about this. And you need to email and call your local representatives. We do not need another outbreak. I mean, don't you understand that Obama has stock in Tamiflu? The stuff they're probably going to say, here you go, yeah, this is going to be great. Anybody who takes Tamiflu, so they're not going to get the flu, you need to rethink your priorities. I mean, it's a hypochondriac culture, I guess, but think about what they're putting inside of it. And then we did a story earlier in the week that there's a new mutated flu virus. 98.5% of the time, it's immune to this Tamiflu, so you're taking it for absolutely nothing. All right, go back to the clip of, you know, Bear knowingly giving a bunch of children and, you know, people AIDS.
Of this to happen. And now the government is completely looking the other way. Thousands of innocent hemophiliacs have died from the AIDS virus. And not only they're dying, their family members are dying because they're becoming infected with the disease. This company knew absolutely that they had a problem with the product. They knew that it was infected with AIDS. They dumped it because they wanted to turn this disaster into a profit.
Mike, I want to read to you what Bayer told the New York Times about this scandal. They said Bayer behaved responsibly, ethically, and humanely. Decisions made nearly two decades ago were based on the best scientific information of the time. And
humanely?
With the regulations.
Humanely? Killing children is humane. Oh, let's just line them up and, instead of mowing them down, you know, the humane thing to do is to make them suffer in a hospital bed for years. That's what's humane. Oh, the good people at Bayer. Oh, it warms my heart. And not one person goes to jail for this. That's because it's funded by the eugenicists at the top. They like this. There's a great quote out there. Somebody confronted George H.W. Bush about population control and said, you know, if we don't do something, we're going to overpopulate the planet. And he's like, don't you worry about it. We're well aware of it. You know, he can't come out and say, oh, don't worry, we're murdering a bunch of kids with these bioweapons that we're creating. But then when somebody like, you know, Reverend Wright, who's in the public eye, talks about, you know, AIDS being engineered and it being a bioweapon, he's a loony toony. He's a loony toony. Even though he's like the right-hand guy of the current president for years and years and years, does public appearances with him. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable, folks. I feel like we're ready to swallow anything. And the last thing we should be swallowing is medication from these companies, pills like Paxil. And, you know, I had somebody on earlier. He said he was put on, what was it? It was Paxil, right? He's been on Paxil now since the late 80s or early 90s. And he says he can't get off it. He says it's the worst thing ever. He said, you know, I don't want to be on these drugs. I've tried to get off them. He's like, when I try to get off this drug, he's like, I don't know how to explain it to you other than it is like an electrical current going through my body, and it's just so much pain, and I don't know how to kick this stuff. Guys, the drugs that the companies are giving you are a lot worse than the marijuana that they're ticketing your kid for or demonizing on television. Let's finish this clip up. We got another minute of it.
Like a lot of legal mumbo jumbo. Now, you say you have internal documents that show that they knew that this drug they were dumping was tainted with the AIDS drug? The AIDS virus?
The documents show that there was no question that this company absolutely understood the risk, that they knew that it was contaminated. It wasn't a possibility. They knew it was contaminated. Americans were dying from the product before it was pulled off the market. The only reason it was pulled off the market is because lawyers found the documents and showed it to the government, and finally the government said you can't sell it here, but then the government allowed them to dump it in Spain, France, and Japan.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. I want to read to you what the New York Times said, and this is an investigation that they also did, and they said the federal government was part of the problem. While the Food and Drug Administration told the company not to ship the drugs overseas, the man responsible for the drug supply, quote, ask that the issue be quietly solved without alerting the Congress, medical community.
Let's quietly solve it. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? That's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Folks, we are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma sitting in. And just to wrap it up on these horrific bioweapons that they put in the vaccinations, that they put in the drugs, that they put in the blood, you know, this avian bird flu thing is just, you know, the next level. You know, Alex seems to think that they might do a bio attack, and that might be the way to do it, but we're talking about HIV and AIDS, and those that they couldn't infect, well, why not just give them a false positive test? And this is out of the New York Post, June 22nd, 2008. Hundreds of people were incorrectly told they had tested positive for HIV at New York City STD clinics this winter. Almost half Let me say it again. Almost half the results given by the clinics were false positives, the Department of Health confirmed. From November to April, again, November to April, very short period of time, 213 people tested positive after taking a rapid mouth swab HIV test. A second test revealed they did not have the virus. The city would not explain why a false positive mounted. It continued to administer the tests. Can you imagine that? You think you got a death sentence? Most people amounted to a death sentence. And, oops, sorry, wrong. Sorry. And, you know, they did this, they've done this a lot longer than just 2008. They've been doing it for 20 plus years. So a lot of those people that test positive and get on those drugs, yeah, they weren't going to die. You know, I remember the fear-mongering as a kid. And, I mean, they made it seem like if you had unprotected sex once with somebody you didn't know, AIDS. You'd see, like, the jock, he had everything going. Oh, yeah, I'm about to graduate. I got a full scholarship. I'm the quarterback. And, you know, he's off at a party. And he does some bad things. There's always some bad things, you know, with some teenage, underage drinking. And he's smoking the devil's lettuce. And then before you know it, he's in the sack with some floozy, and he wakes up, oh, what did I do? Oh, dude, duh. And then a couple weeks later, it's like, you know, health week at school, and it's a fun thing. We're all going to get tested for this and that, and they pull him into the office, and they're like, Joey, we've got some bad news for you. You've got AIDS. Joey's like, no, it's just one time. Just once. So, you know, the fear-mongering never ends. And, again, live types of bird flu, two separate types of bird flu virus in the vaccines as well as another flu virus. This is like a multifaceted attack. And it's an attack, folks. It's unbelievable. All right, I'm going to start taking your calls. I promise I take some calls. Let's go to Joey. Joey, are you there?
Hi, Jason.
How are you, sir?
Well, good and actually not too good. I got three subjects that I wanted to discuss with you. September 11th, the Child Protective Services here in Connecticut, and then chemtrails.
All right, well, shoot me with the September 11th.
Okay, what I'd like to know here is anybody ever calculated the amount of mass that was contained, say, in those two buildings?
Oh, yeah. Listen, in Loose Change Final Cut, Gordon Brown not only has done an extensive paper, but we do like there's a whole 25-minute segment on the controlled demolition and the mass and just the impossible physics of it all. And Gordon Brown, of course, is an engineer. He has an engineering degree, and he's written several papers on the matter as well.
Right, because...
But not Gordon Brown. What's his name? I'm sorry. Well, I can't remember what his name is. Gordon Brown is, I've been talking about Gordon Brown from the UK all over the place, but it's Gordon something. If I had my DVD in front of me, God, I'm having a senior moment. I'm not even 30. Continue.
All right, yeah, because I was thinking, like, if you put one building on top of the other, totaling for 220 stories, it'd reach about, what, a quarter of a mile up into the sky? And when it fell, you only had one story high full of rubble. It just doesn't seem to fit.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, again, they gave, I think, four different versions before the final NIST report came out. The first one, of course, is that the steel actually melted and it caused a pancake collapse of one floor on top of the other. Then they had to say, well, that wasn't it. Then they had to say, oh, you know, the towers just couldn't, they didn't actually melt. Basically, they weakened, and then it created this domino effect, and they just couldn't take it. But again, you look at it, it's at free fall speed. You can see blast points 20 and 40 and 60 floors below.
Right.
There are multiple accounts of explosions at the basement level prior to the plane hitting the building. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. That, combined with the molten metal that was found on the scene of 1, 2, you know, 5, and 7, it's a controlled demolition all the way. It's been proven. Joey, we'll come back to you after this. We'll take more callers. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. And before we go back to callers, I want to thank one of our sponsors, Akola Blue. Akola Blue is basically how we get our delicious water here. It is an atmospheric water generator for your home. It stands about 3.5 feet tall. It pays for itself within 1 year when you buy your water from a store, which most of us do now since, you know, they're putting fluoride and all sorts of other little goodies in the water. It's pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. That's the cool thing. You don't have to rig it anything. It actually pulls the water out of the air, and then it goes through the process of osmosis and all this other great stuff. It's got the UV light. Antibacterial. You can go to ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com. Or you can call them at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. And this is probably my favorite product that we have in the office. All right, Joey. We were talking about the collapse of the World Trade Center, and the guy's name is Gordon Ross. I don't know how I forgot that. But let's move on to one of your other questions.
Okay. Well, the chemtrails. I'm right here in the Thomaston, Connecticut area. That's like north of Waterbury, big city. And I noticed in the sky yesterday afternoon, loaded with these chemtrails. I mean, crisscrossing the sky all over. And has anybody done sampling?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. We've had the foremost expert. This woman. She's got the only really mainstream There's one, I think, Discovery Channel hour-long thing kind of on common chemtrails. She doesn't like to call them chemtrails because then she gets put into the realm of conspiracy theory. But she did take samples, and they're heavy in barium and aluminum oxide. And she's been taking samples for years. She got on a local California station. I think it was NBC. We've had her on a couple times. It's always a great reception. We have the chemtrails here the past couple days really bad. I mean, ask my producers. It's pretty unbelievable. They do the crosshatch patterns. Officially, they didn't exist up until a couple years ago. Now, you know, it's being told to the local law enforcement officers that this is some kind of a NASA program to prevent global warming, because we all know that the global warming is going to kill the planet. Joey, I got to move on. I got so many other callers. I thank you for the call. Just type in Alex Jones chemtrails and or Jason Burmes chemtrails, because I've interviewed her, too. And you will find those interviews. We've had her on for a couple hours. She's a great guest. I think it's Rosalie something or Rosie. All right, let's jump to Robert in San Diego. Robert, what's on your mind?
Jason Burmes, you're doing a fantastic job. You're my favorite stand-in for Alex, and I'm so glad you have your own show now.
Oh, thank you, man.
I want to permanently associate this avian flu so-called accident. Mm-hmm. Let's just ask a question. If they were trying to do that on purpose, could they have done it more perfectly?
Well, you know, you wonder if they could do it more perfectly, because at some point, just like with this, someone's going to figure it out. You know what I mean? I mean, one of the guys, the subcontractors, you know, because, again, this is a compartmentalized group. You know, not everybody working in the plant knows that they're about to poison the populace.
Right,
you know,
right.
So this guy in the Czech Republic is running some tests of some samples. He injects a ferret, and the ferret dies. Boom. All of a sudden, red lights go off. Now, he contacts his superiors. His superiors contact somebody else, and then all of a sudden, it's in the foreign press. Again, the stories came.
It was good.
What's that?
Before it got shipped overseas, didn't the FDA already approve it?
I don't even know if the FDA had to approve it, because that's our organization, and this went to Slovenia, the Czech Republic, and Germany. So I'm not even sure. All I know that Baxter is this company out of Austria that I guess was started by this ex-Marine. So
well, maybe
it
like
seems.
Bear, huh? Baxter and
yeah. Oh, it's all accidental. Yeah, exactly. Well, when you have two separate types of bird flu virus, one that's mutated, again, H5N1 and H5N2, and then you have a separate flu strain, H3N2, and then you have
right.
this
here's,
long
here's
history.
My point.
Yeah.
Here's the point I wanted to get from you. Alex
yeah.
brought up about a year ago, he was reading from some dictations of minutes from bankers in London, a meeting they had. And they were sitting around the room talking about, man, if we could only give wings to death, that death would go out across the whole world and kill everybody in a day. Remember that quote?
I don't.
You've got to ask Alex to put it together with the story, because he read it a year ago, I'm sure, and he was reading the minutes of a London banker meeting where mm-hmm. they were talking about how could they kill everybody. And the quote was, how can we give wings to death? And I think this avian flu is their miracle. I mean, mixing that together with the Spanish flu, and there's some indication they may have had something to do with the Spanish flu, too. I mean, it's
and now we have this other mutated flu virus that is resistant to, quote-unquote, Tamiflu. And so many people are so mindless. They're like, oh, I'm going to get sick. It's wintertime. Here, prick me. And they have no idea what's in these things. You know, I would say to the listeners out there, Google that phrase. Email it to Rob at InfoWars.com and Aaron at InfoWars.com, and we'll try to get a story about it, or maybe have Alex comment on it on the Sunday or Monday program. Thank you, Robert. Let's go to Ted in New York. Ted, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Greetings from your home state of New York. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good. I was calling in to talk on to touch the subject of religion.
Okay.
And obviously, religion at the moment, well, some religions are cowering to the new world order and their plan. Right? They're mm-hmm. being used as a tool for them right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know that the new world order is evil. They do a lot of bad things. They use people and stuff. So, my question is, what do you think, or when do you think is the breaking point when the new world order is like, all right, we've used you enough, you know, or we've used the organization or the following of religion that religion has to push our new world order through now, you know, through the documents that you and well, I don't know if it's you, but Alex definitely touched up on it that mm-hmm. you know, how they want to bring everyone under one religion and stuff like
sure,
that.
Sure.
I want to know when you think that's going to come ahead.
When is that going to happen? All right. Yeah. Well, actually, on my Info Warrior program all week, we've been you know, dabbling not only in new world order guests but the occult. We've had Mark Dice on. We just had Tex Mars on last night, and then we had the writer and director of The America's Secret Beginnings on. And even with the film Zeitgeist, you know, I was trying to get Peter Joseph on my program for a couple hours. There's a big shout out if we can somehow make that happen tonight. I would love to get him on or on in the future. But it all comes into this new age of Aquarius. You know, they really believe that this new age is coming, this new religion, this new global government. And I don't think religion is really going anywhere. I think it's going to metamorphose into something else. It's just like, all right, we had all these pagan religions back in the day in Babylon. And then that went into the Egyptian religions, the mystery religions. Okay? And then all of a sudden, you know, people are practicing. What do we got here? Oh, it's Rob D. at InfoWars for that. The story before. Sorry, I'm getting my producers in the middle of it. So then it amalgamates into all of a sudden, you know, there's these other world religions that are really popular, not only Christianity, because, you know, before Christianity, they were under paganism. There's all these, like, occultic gods still around. And I think Peter Joseph does a good job of showing, you know, the ram's horn is the symbol at one point, and then it goes into the fish symbolism, you know, is the next one. So I think they do want to bring in a new religion, but they want to control the masses with that religion too. I mean, one of the big things about the occult is that it's hidden knowledge and it's compartmentalization. It's rings within rings. So in other words, all right, you get recruited into Skull and Bones. Yeah, that's great. You're still a youngster. You're still kind of, although you're on the inner ring of the elite, you're not on the super inner ring. You've got to, you know, pay your bones. You got to be able to come into the Bohemian Grove Club, and then there's even rings within that club. You know, there's some interesting information out there. Everybody knows about Moloch and the owl god and how the owl is their logo. Well, they have other little religious symbols throughout the grove, and there's some evidence that this is some type of a nematome. In other words, multiple religions, you know, circles within circles, and less people take part in those rituals as the 2 weeks go on. For instance, you know, the cremation of care is done in front of all 3,000 members, right?
Put it into like a time frame, like.
Well, all right. Well, they believe somewhere down the line within the next 100 years that this age of Aquarius is going to happen constellation wise. You know, they're into astrology. So, you know, some people like to point out 2012 is the day. I don't think that's right. I think that actually Zeitgeist does more of a service by saying that it's probably going to be somewhere in between 2050 and 2100. In order to do so, they have to, first of all, we don't even have consolidated unions yet. In the world. You know what I mean? The North American Union's not here yet. The European Union is here. They have the Pan American Union. They're trying to build the Eurasian Union right now with our invasion in Pakistan and Iraq. That's going to take some time. You know what I'm saying? That's not overnight. So when they get those four unions, then you can see however long it took them to build those unions from, say, you know, their wars of conquest, you can probably double that number, and that's when they'll bring it in. I would say it's probably, they would like to see it, they'd like to see it sooner than later, but I don't think we're going to see their ultimate dream of, hopefully ever, of, you know, a chipped populace, a one-world government, all these unions, no, you know, a control grid with a cashless society. And for all those things to happen, I mean, that's when they can bring in their new world religion, you know, through that. And that's a ways down the line. I don't think it's in the next 20 years, if that's what you're asking. That doesn't mean they're not going to kill a lot of people in the next 20 years. You know what I mean? Or that we won't have a North American Union in the next 20 years. Or that, you know, religion in general, especially Christianity and some of the bigger ones, you know, will be pushed aside and lost by the people. Because we already have that in our generation. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, you don't go to church, do you?
Well, you kind of, yeah.
Oh, do you? Well,
yeah.
You're one of the younger guys that does, man.
Yeah,
I've got to be honest with you. My generation isn't a church-going generation. I mean, I'd be a liar and say I go to church. I went until I was about 12, you know, all the time, and I haven't been, you know, maybe spot on for, you know, a friend wants me to go or a wedding or it's a holiday and the family's going. But I don't see our generation as that religiously involved. So, you know, I think it's incrementalism. I think they're going to continue to break down the family. That's part of the plan. And I think that you'll see, you know, Christianity quietly fade into the night, just like every other religion, unfortunately. You know, I wish I was wrong, but that seems to be their plan. And, you know, as far as the time frame, like I said, it's, I would say, you know, 50 to 100 years is conservative for what they want. Ted, I got to go because I got so many other callers. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a quick question since y'all live in the capital about the future of Texas. You know, we survived George Bush, we survived Rick Perry, but could we survive Kinky Friedman or Kay Bailey Hutchison if they came to power as a governor?
I think so. I think that we would thrive with somebody like Kinky Friedman that wants to give personal liberties back. That would probably, you know, there's all these sovereignty bills out there, including a sovereignty bill for Texas. You know, those bills may not make it. If somebody like, you know, Kinky Friedman got into the governorship, they'd make it because he would be for it. You know what I'm saying? He would be able to. Anybody in that level of power that is pro-Constitution and pro-Bill of Rights, I think is going to be able to rally more people. And I think that things would get done. I think that this state could survive that. I wonder if someone like Kinky Friedman could survive it, you know?
Yeah.
But, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Jason. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, man. Good caller. All right. Let's go to another Texan. Let's go to Nolan. Nolan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
I'm all right. That's a lie. I've had about all this I can take.
You mean you don't like AIDS in kids? You know, factor eight for the children? You don't think that's good news? And you don't think that the bird flu vaccine shouldn't contain deadly bird flu viruses that can, you know, not only infect but kill humans? Really? You're sick of it?
I think it's pretty incredible. Whenever you look all the way back, you're taught in school these lies about you live in a country and this is the outline of the country. It follows this set of rules. We love you. And by the way, if you ever get mad, here's how you handle it. You all just kind of get together and carry signs down the street, okay? Anything else is just not thought well of.
Well, they don't even want to let you have that. In fact, you know what? That brings me to just this other story. Out in Colorado, they just built this free speech cage because you can't even do that anymore. You're not allowed to walk down the street with a sign anymore. You're going to get a ticket. You're going to be disturbing the peace. You got to be in a free speech zone, you know. I mean, come on. This is the new America. So they build this little free speech cage on this Colorado campus, right? And then who do they have come speak? Well, they have, you know, their false prophets, you know, the people that they try to portray as the bad boys or like the establishment guys. They want us to be associated, like the Ward Churchills that called people who died in the World Trade Center, Little Eichmann's, he's speaking there. And then Bill Ayers, you know, a well-known supporter of terrorism financially. Those are the guys that are speaking there. So they demonize free speech, and we're not even allowed to have that free speech to walk down anymore. Continue.
I called. You ever see those news clips that you only see once?
Sure.
When I was a kid, I saw Billy Carter. The guy walked up to Billy Carter and started asking him a question, and Carter turned and just started answering. And it sounded like, you know, there was actually a brain in there. The dude was spot on, clear-spoken. And then he saw the camera, and he turned on the I'm a dumbass idiot sign and walked off. And
Billy Beer, man, it's delicious.
Yeah, it was fabulous. The man was a marketer, and he was probably driving Jimmy Carter, you know, because he seemed a lot smarter. But that's not the point. Mm-hmm. The point is, I was watching TV one night, and somebody, old Magic Johnson was on. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked him something, and he said, they gave me the cure. And he disappeared from public view for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That man was gone.
Hey, look at him. Has anyone seen him? The last time I saw him in the public view.
I saw him just a few days ago on a commercial. He looked fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one I was going to say was a commercial with his son selling cars. And he's a little obese.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he could drop about 50. Yeah, he looks like he could drop about 40 pounds. When was the last time you saw an AIDS patient dying who was 40 pounds overweight? Guess what, folks? It doesn't happen.
He said that out loud in public. He said they gave me the cure, and it just kind of rolled out. He was excited. It wasn't like he was. Hey, guess what? They gave me the cure. No, somebody said something to him. He goes, man, they gave me the cure.
Yeah,
and then he just flat disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? People need to know if you've got money that AIDS isn't a death sentence. That's for the commoner. You know, that's for the eugenics program in Africa. That's for the eugenics program here at home to try to get rid of undesirables. That's for the fear-mongering campaign to empty your wallets and keep you in a constant state of, oh, my God, I shouldn't go out of my house. I shouldn't do anything. It's unbelievable. It's the mentality of our society, unfortunately. Now, Nolan, I got to let you go. We're going to go to one more caller before the break. Let's go to Rod in Kentucky. Rod, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, what's up today?
You know, just doing a little radio show, 7 hours of radio, doing four on Alex and three later on.
And so you list two things real quick. First thing, I've been trying to call in. I work at a local restaurant. I will not say which one because they kind of don't like my attitude there, but you can get a blooming onion there if you want it. So anyway, two guys come in. I take them. At the end of the meal, they give me their credit card to pay for it. I always look at the name or thing. Well, I noticed as I was running the card, the company name was Controlled Demolition Incorporated.
Oh, CDI.
Wow. Check this out. And I, of course, immediately remembered hearing you guys talk about them and loose change and different, you know, online things that you guys talk about. So I go back to the table and just, you know, hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. And I was like, hey, Controlled Demolition. I was like, I always loved blowing stuff up as a kid, man. You got a job opening? Just joking around. And they, you know, laughing and talking to me. I said, hey, since I got two experts here, it's something I've always wanted to know. I've seen a lot of things on TV, but I want to ask two experts. What about 9/11, man? I said, come on, for real. I said, take a look at that. And I want you to know, because I had found out through some other conversation that the older gentleman there was the one that designed or decided where the charges go. The young man sitting across the table from me is the one that placed them.
All right, hold it right there because I want to come back to you. We got Rod in Kentucky talking about CDI. Was this the Lizzo family he was talking to? We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Independence. All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Before we go back to our caller and his incredible story, I want to thank yet another sponsor, eFoods Direct. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and the current economy, and the current economy is in the crapper, folks, it is imperative that you make sure you and your family are prepared with non-GMO food, good, clean, storable, and delicious. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Or visit efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com. Now, we're on the line with Rod in Kentucky. He says that he was working at a Bloom and Onion facility, and these people were sitting down at dinner, and they had a controlled demolition credit card. So, you know, he asked the obvious question, 9/11, what's the deal? And you said, you know, you looked at the older gentleman. He's the guy who usually sets the charges, and he looked across at the younger gentleman. And CDI, by the way, is a family-owned company. It's run and owned by the Lizzo family. And I can't remember. I think Mark Lizzo is the older gentleman, and his both his sons and daughters are involved. So continue.
So anyway, I'm looking at the young guy, and I was like, man, I said, you know, I said, I looked at the 9/11 video. I said, what do you think? I want an expert, finally. He looks across the table. The older man looks at him like, you know what your dad would look at you like if you're jacking around and messing up? He gives you that glare that you better not do it again.
Uh-huh.
The young man looks at me and says, I didn't even see it, man. I was in Las Vegas that week. I hadn't even seen the video footage.
Oh, you didn't see the video footage that was on every channel for the next, you know, three months? Like nonstop every time in a year? I mean, forget about a year. How about first 5 years? I mean, every time. I mean, they must have showed those towers on the news every night to fearmonger against Al-Qaeda and the war on terror. He never saw the videos?
That was his exact words, and I said, you got to be kidding me. The older gentleman goes, well, it wasn't, he didn't say inside job, but he used another terminology like, well, it wasn't, nobody knew about it, that it was a terrorist. And then he looked back at the boy and the boy said, I never seen the video. And then they kind of shooed me away, kind of like, yeah, you dumb redneck. You know, country boy, you don't know nothing. Just keep on walking. We're done talking to you now. But that was his exact word. I have never seen the video. I was in Las Vegas that week.
Oh, it's almost the craziest story.
Here, let me think of an alibi real quick. You know, if nobody was accusing anybody, I just wanted to know. You know, and that's the thing about it. I had no idea that, you know, maybe the guys were involved, maybe they wasn't. But I was just asking for an expert opinion.
Well, if the older gentleman was a guy with glasses and perhaps a little mustache, that was definitely Mark Lizzo, and, you know, he's denied it several times. He was, you know, the History Channel spokesman for the official version. Great story, Rod. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Joe in the Bronx. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Since we know about the FEMA camps in the U.S., do you know of any camps of this nature being secretly built in Europe or Asia, or is this basically a systematical destruction of the United States alone?
No. There's plenty of UN. All right, first of all, they put a lot of land masses under United Nations or NATO control. You ever see Alex's oldest documentary, America Destroyed by Design?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, although he doesn't really go into the European factor of it, he shows you how the UN took control of most of our national parks. Now, these are huge land masses where they can, you know, basically build these makeshift camps for people, and they do the same thing in other countries. So they put it under the control of a world government system, and then they'll bring in NATO troops. Because, you know, normally, you know, a European troop isn't going to fire on a European gentleman. Bring them in from South America, they'll fire on them. So they take those land masses and use that. It's the Alex Jones Show. I thank you for the call. We'll have Bob Chapman in the next hour. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.